is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul,
Transformational Learning with Diane Hill. Diane is a member of the Bear Clan of the Mohawk Nation, situated at the Six Nations of the Grand River Territory in Ontario. Diane works as an integrative programs consultant and administrates the Real School Leadership Program and runs a private healing lodge and learning center focusing on fostering emergence. Her teachings integrate an indigenous worldview and with discoveries drawn from the quantum sciences, bridging the Western allopathic scientific perspective and the ancient indigenous multidimensional approach to wholeness. Please welcome back Diane Hill to News for the Soul.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's been a month, I noted on my calendar, since we did a live show here on News for the Soul. So I was busy and away, working, road trips, and then I got, I ended up with a sinus cold. So I'm still recovering a little bit from that, but I'm happy to be back on air live today. And I've invited back again for another conversation, Errol Lawrence. And you'll remember that Errol Lawrence is the Ojibwe healer from the Kisikwiwian First Nation in Manitoba. So Errol runs a private practice in healing and wellness, and he's works for a lot of traditional healing centers, native traditional healing practices, that and health centers that support those practices. So I'm happy to welcome back Errol for another topic on related to healing and wellness. Errol, are you able to join me today?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for coming back. Errol, I've been in a number of your workshops over the past, I'm going to say, about 4 or 5 months. And my friends, my colleagues who are also in the healing and wellness business, they've also been attending with me. And we've been trying out certain techniques and certain methodologies that you've been teaching us in those workshops. And we've had good results and varied results, but very good results from the work that you've done. But every now and again, we run into an individual, Errol, that just has a hard to heal issue. There's just something going on with the individual that they've been to this therapist and that practitioner and this healer, and they've been to this seer or psychic support. They've been to alternative healing therapies, and it just doesn't seem to help these really, I was calling them hard to heal issues, like stubborn issues that people hang on to. And for some unknown reasons, we can't seem to sort of hit the correct vibrating pattern of energy that's going to free up this person and help them to heal and free up their condition. And what we call in the quantum healing business would be called canceling and clearing the vibrating pattern of energy that is actually creating the problem for these people. So I'm just hoping that you could give us some advice. I know you've had yourself, you went through, I'll call it a hard-to-heal issue most recently, and I was hoping you could give us your personal perspective on what you are dealing with and how we might address or give us some insight on how we might address as people who are helping other people to get through or overcome some pain issues or some emotional issues or trauma and drama kinds of conditions created from those conditions of trauma and drama. So I'm just hoping that you could give us some insight today, Errol.
Yes, I think I can. I think when it comes down to doing the kind of work that we're doing, we're always going to be faced with people who seem to have very sticky issues. And,
yes.
When you're working with those people, you will often find that there are aspects of themselves. Let's say characters or traits of themselves that seem to be directing, you know, what's going on. So I see these people, they generally tend to have a few things in common. They run from place to place to place to place to place, seeing healer after healer after healer, and, you know, physicians. I mean, they run the whole gamut of everything. The problem is the inability to really hone in on who is directing this show. So there are a few people that are in my midst. I know of two in particular. And what I see on them, it would be very difficult for me to explain this to them, except to say that given all the work that we've done, you know, there is a reluctance to give up this particular personality that seems to have gained control over the mechanisms of body. So it has its own agenda. And that agenda, it tends to be, well, if I go over here, then that person knows more than me, and they're going to be able to help me fix this, and then run to the next one. But the problem here is that nothing ever changes. Well, when you get to those particular places, you have to take a big step back, and you have to be able to start eliminating by questioning. So every individual that's listening to the show, it comes down to questioning yourself. What am I doing? And then start off at the most basic areas of yourself. I have pain. Okay, so let's start off at the level of body. And let's figure out from the level of body if there's an understanding of as to why this is taking place. So if you have this pain, first place is to go focus into the heart, take some breaths, yourself relaxed, use your thoughts. Heart, can you communicate? Yes, I got an answer. Heart, can you work with this body to create like a unified consciousness of body? Okay, no problem. Body, I have a question for you. I have this pain. Could you give me an assessment? Well, you don't get an answer. Or you do get an answer, but you heal that and you find nothing changes. Okay, so that's one place.
Right.
Next spot would be the dialogue, pain itself. Because if you recognize that pain is a signal, so the body as a consciousness is emitting a signal. Well, body is sentient technology. That means it was born out of the idea of spirit, and therefore it has an opinion. So why not question the pain? Question the pain directly. Pain, I have a question for you. Hope you can hear me. Can you communicate? Yes, I can. Pain, what would you need from me to become peaceful? Well, I need love. Okay, so then start generating that, directing into the area where the pain is, using your breath, doing exactly as it told you, I love myself, and just continue with that until you're instructed to maybe slow that down or stop. Question again. Okay, pain, what else would you need from me to become peaceful? And it may give you a secondary thing to tune into, and you will follow through with that. And maybe this one is to tell yourself that you are worthy. All right, here I go. I am worthy. Each breath, focus, exhaling into the place where that pain exists. Get a signal to stop. Pain, is there anything else you need from me? No. Then by agreement, can we turn this off? Yes. Okay, so you created agreement with yourself. You focus, and you watch the pain dial itself down. Now, it comes back. So you're all good, everything's good, and then it comes back. All right. Well, we just discovered something here. We need to get outside of the body in terms of what might be.
Pardon me? Hello?
Here. So we might be running into a scenario where it might actually be coming from somewhere else. So what we do at that point then is then ask the pain if it can direct you somewhere. And in this case, it might say, it's in your mind. Okay, well, great. So now I'll ask the heart to build me a bridge to the mind. I'll ask the mind to step forward. I'll open with question to get the two-way communication. Mind, can you communicate? And then we'll go in there and ask the mind for its assessment as to why something might be in here that would connect to a pain that is taking place in the body. Well, the mind will give you a scenario. Well, I would say at that point, it's time to take whatever it's bringing forward as idea of probability, where whatever this is does somehow feed its way into this pain, and then bring unconditional love into that scenario to unwind it. You can then thank the mind, let it go back to its space, you come back, but then tomorrow morning, oh my God, the pain's back. All right, what are we doing here? Okay, so now let's look at some of the other places where these things could be hiding. How about I question my thoughts? These are blueprints of the body, my feelings. And then how about my emotional body? Then I might bring forward and question cellular memory held in the bones and bone marrow of this body. Each time you're going through, in some cases there's nothing, great, you can step back, going to the next one, yes, there is this issue. It does feed into it, but that doesn't mean that it's the whole thing. So we'll take that issue, bring it to the heart, resolve the issue within yourself, and then let's see where it's at. All these pieces can now step back as you went through the whole list, and then you allowed this to end. You go back. Oh, my God, it's back again. Okay. All right. So we went through body, and then we went through body blueprints. Now we have to start stepping this up. Well, let's move into other realms. So, all right, well, now I think maybe it's time to question the connection of soul to body, because in other discussions we told you that you are and only ever will be your soul. So perhaps there's some disconnection happening between the soul's interaction with body, and maybe body is offended by what is taking place, or the body is simply not in agreement with the chosen path or direction. So you can then question the body. Body, are you in agreement with what the soul is bringing forward that could possibly resolve this issue? And you work that through. Again, just keep it simple, folks. If it's, you know, whatever it is, bring it back to a state of love and see what it looks like when all of the negativity and charge of that negativity is removed. Now, let's say there was only one issue to address. You addressed it. Both parties can now break away, and you go away, and then you come back. All right, we still have a problem here. Okay, well, then let's go back to some of the other things we discussed. How about, do I have shadows? Well, this is where you get to question the heart, or you can even say, well, you know what, heart, let's go all the way to the top. We need different perspectives. Connect, make a bridge to the bigger spirit, open with a question, spirit, can you communicate? I'm having this issue. I've tried X, Y, and Z. I have been to all of these people. I now need to understand, do I have shadows that feed into all of this pain? Well,
and
you may.
The shadows being the parts of self that are stuck in trauma memories. Is that correct?
Let's break that down for you. The
yep.
shadow is created at the moment that there's a trauma, but that is a fragment of the soul's energy. When it's dislodged from the soul, it's devoid of light. So it's now in polarity to the soul. So this fragment of soul energy is dark, very, very, very dark. Never underestimate that piece. Yeah, hence
yeah.
the word shadow. There's
hence
absolutely
the shadow.
No light being. Yeah, it's not emitting any light. But never, ever, you know, disrespect these pieces, because those pieces are still the soul, and they have access, quantities of information up to, but not exceeding, the highest point of consciousness at the moment that that injury took place. So
mm-hmm.
you have to be, so then resolving these shadows, again, loving them so that they can move back. Now you have another piece to deal with. Okay, pain went down, but then it has come back. Now, the next phase of it would be soul energy stuck in a memory. So, I could link this back to something that happened just before this pain emerged in my body. Let's do that. Did I leave my soul energy stuck in a memory where my presence in that memory keeps that memory alive forever? Yes. Well, that's when you have to talk to that piece. I'm you. I'm coming to you from the future. I need you to understand that you are the soul and you're stuck in the memory. And if you stay in this memory, this trauma repeats forever. Getting that piece to forgive itself for how it feels and to forgive the people and circumstances that happening, getting that piece to walk out of this memory is critical. And then asking the heart to take this one back to spirit. Now you can see what's left. Breathing love into it dismantles the framework of the memory itself. Now, you can also have a ghost. So the ghost is almost similar to, let's say, the shadow, but the difference being it actually contains some substance of light, but it's more along the lines of calling it a holographic imprint of self created at the moment that a trauma occurred. These pieces, well, they're quite sophisticated as well, because they can live inside of your body or hide outside of the body. They can even hide within the higher and lower aspects of the mind and higher and lower aspects of the heart. So to call these pieces out is to be able to try to find that piece that is somehow calling the shots. So breathing love into this one, again, moving it back, requesting that all these cords are cut. Then everything is good. Suddenly, pain's back again. Okay, well, let's go back and take a look at a few other pieces. All right, well, let me see. Perhaps I should talk to my heart and ask about this idea of a wounded child. See, when these pieces are still there, sometimes they become, I guess, critical of you for the choices that were made in that moment, and then that child can conspire against you. It can also have the conscious awareness to actually plot against you, because it sees you being, you know, your personality, consciousness, point of focus, you as the soul. You created this issue. I feel the way I feel, so now I'm going to take this out on you. So that scenario comes up often. Well, again, telling the heart, I'm not consenting to any of this. This one here does not have the right to make choices for my life. I am a grown person. I will not allow the 7-year-old version of self to make choices for me. This has to come to an end. So once again, you have to take a hard line with this piece, and it too must go. Now all of a sudden, everything is good, but it still flares up again. All right, where are we now? Well, let's look at darkness. Do we have any attachments? Do we have a demon playing in the background? Do we have other forms of parasitic darkness that infiltrated the system, you know, gaining access to the body in one way or another? Find out what these are. Clear those out. Cut all these cords. See what happens. Then you get another flare-up. Then you're going, okay, I'm throwing my hands up here. Nobody seems to be getting me to a conclusion. Well, that's where, you know, different things have to come to the table. So from the spiritual side, highest point of consciousness, it can't seem to isolate the nature of a condition that is taking place in your body. So let's cycle back to the body for a moment. This is where you bring innate to the table. Okay, innate, I am asking you to please step forward. Can you communicate? Yes. Could you run a diagnostic on this situation? Could you give me an understanding of what this is? And in my case, it was obvious what it was, so the answer didn't surprise me a little bit. It was like she was experiencing an inflammatory response in the body. Oh, wait a minute. An inflammatory response in the body. Now, if I look at all the cases I've had, I'm going to say disease in the body primarily has its origins in inflammatory response in the body. All right, working with innate to try to reverse engineer this whole thing. Okay, so let's say your knee is blown up. So why don't you start in that place and try to see what is the series of events that takes place in the body from, you know, the generation of the first movements of, you know, idea through the brain, to how this situation in that began, in that, in my case, in the knee. So the first thing that became interesting was that it was only on the left side. I thought, no, okay, so what does that represent to me? It represents issue, but it's pertaining to self. The right side would have been perspective that I hold on to about the outside world. So we're just going back to some real basic look at the body again, and we discover left side. Okay, issue, me. Let's try to figure out, okay, was there an injury? No. Was there, so you start to question innate about, you know, did I accidentally do something in my sleep? Did I consume something? Is there something that is being triggered in this body that has this type of a response to it? And some of it went back to things like there were indication of heavy metals in the body. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I thought I had addressed these issues. So we went back and I went through the list of heavy metals. I asked innate to open the cells of the body and discharge this to the ether. Let's close those cells up and let's see what happens next. So a few days pass, it goes down significantly, but then it bounces back. And so wait a second here. We're back at the level of body again, but there seems to be a little known voice in the background that I'm not familiar with. It's okay. I caught you. I caught you there in the background, but I'm not going to let you know that I know that you exist. So whatever that is, I'm just going to leave that there. Now, let's work with innate. Innate, can you trigger this? I want to see if you can find a way to stimulate something in me to amplify what is taking place here in this body. And I noticed some interesting things that were happening that were not really spoken about. And so I said to myself, I'm going to start taking notes here. What am I seeing in my environment that I, on a personal level, am objecting to? I'm angry with? I'm not in a state of contentment with. So I started to make note of any reaction that was happening in my body. Anything. It is, you know, a certain line of thinking along the lines of, say, anger or bitterness or whatever it was. So I started to make a mental note of this, and I started to go, okay, something is taking place. Now, I'm not going to listen to this far-off voice that appears to be over here trying to dictate the question that I'm asking next. So what that did for me was kind of inform me that there's something else going on in the background here that has been completely missed. You know, is it a thought form? Is it a projection? Where's this thing coming from? Well, true answer was coming, but I have an awareness. I'm not the only one in here. So right there, the first red flag goes up. So there's not only me occupying this space, there is a character or characteristic or trait of myself that I missed that is somehow able to stimulate something in this body that triggers an event. So we tried to replicate it. And sure enough, we tripped on a few different things. So innate and I said, okay, you know what? We have an idea, but we need more detail. Along comes Diane, shows up at the house, and she comes in with this new knowledge. So I said, you know what? Let me suspend everything. Let's let Diane do her thing. So you went through all that incredible information. You brought forward this new knowledge that you had. And
yes.
it was really remarkable because the swelling went down considerably. And I'm talking about probably by 90%. So here I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking 24 hours later. But still catching this character here in the background. Now I'm suspicious because I'm stalling at a 90% healing. Every night, as soon as I stop the activity of, you know, the day, all of a sudden I'm getting a flare-up again. And at the same time, I'm also hearing something. It's like, okay, all right. We definitely have some issues going on here that need to be that need to be understood. So
right.
When you went away, you said approximately 30 days after your treatment, this body would experience a change. Well, it's 30 days now. Now we're up to probably day 34 or 35. I'm walking, and I am doing all the things that I need to do, and it becomes apparent during that cycle, though, that something else was observed. And that something else was very difficult to explain to other people because I'm speaking to you and I know there's others listening. Something else happened of a spiritual nature. And that was somebody came by at the house. So welcome guests. Okay, great. Let's have a wonderful visit. But then there was something attached to this person. And this particular attachment took a liking to me. And when I mean a liking, it wanted to inflict as much pain as it could. So out of nowhere, I began to feel like I was being interfered with and I couldn't put my finger on it. And I waited for everybody to go to bed, and sure enough, I played the game, and three times I caught you. So now I'm not sitting down here by myself. So you came after me, you did something, you caused this to flare back up again when we had a 90% improvement. So
yep.
The next step has to be, what else has this done? Well, I noticed that my wife was having problems, so obviously it went there. So
yeah. You
came into my house. Whatever this was, it needed to be called out and it needed to be addressed. And in the end, it ends up in basically what amounts to a type of a battle because this thing had decided that it wanted to inflict the maximum pain for whatever reason. End result? Well, it died. It got exactly what it deserved, and I feel absolutely nothing towards it except for the fact that you got what you deserved. And you had the nerve to come into my house and inflict not only pain upon me, but upon my wife as well. Now, there's no room for this to exist. So we did the things that I know how to do.
So was this intruder, this dark energy that came into your house and affected you and your wife, was that intruder related to your inflammatory response in your knee? Or was that intruder attempting to...
It was taking advantage.
So you were in a weak moment. Yeah, so you were in a weak moment kind of thing.
Absolutely, and amplified it. And then we had, another person come to the house. And, you know, it was kind of a random thing. It was just happened to see his text, and he said, you know, I'd really like to stop by. I have to do some things. Could I stop by? And he did. And then, sure enough, you know, he had some fairly high psychic capabilities. And he said to me, you know, I don't know how to tell you this, but it almost looks as though somebody stabbed you in two places in your body. Almost like something went in one side, and then it penetrated and came right out. Could you point to me exactly where you feel the pain in your body? So I pointed, and they said, man, that's exactly the entry point. There's your exit point there. So I worked with him. We managed to, pull this out, and then we ended up, with most of the stuff disappearing and going away. But then, you know, I'm stuck at the 90% again. So now you'll have to, you know, take everything back to, okay, well, if I'm at 90% improvement, that spiritual issue has been predominantly dealt with. We're going to have to see, what is this? Why is this stalling in this particular place?
Right. So, because he did an extraction, right?
Yes, he did.
The gentleman did an extraction of the... two extractions. One on your knee.
He said it was one continuous piece. He said it reminded him of like an arrow, a bow and arrow that was, you know, you were hit and it went through. That's
okay.
A different person. Then that was removed. Well, I had to go to do some work up on Manitoulin, and the gentleman that brings me in there, his son, as I was approaching him, saying hello, he said, listen, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He said, I'm going to point to something here. So he touched those exact two areas and then said, this gentleman, of course, has incredible psychic capability. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It's off the scale. He said, there are two things, like almost like slivers of wood, sitting, one in the knee and one in the hip. So the hip was the entry point, the knee was the exit point. So we went into his lodge, we fight it into the lodge, tobacco was passed, he went through, and then he extracted those two pieces, and all of a sudden, I'm going to say within an hour, I was as close to 100% as I could get. Now, I still had issued the next day, just small stuff. Couldn't get my head around what, you know, have we missed something? What's going on here? And then I'm back, and who do I run into? Diane. So you came back, but this time you brought something you called a waveform. We went through with this waveform patterning, and the interesting part about it was that you showed me something that I thought was truly fascinating, and that was how this was happening. So you showed me the map that my nervous system was extracting energy from the skin, and it was extracting energy from my metabolism, and it was triggering an autoimmune type of response. Now,
in the connective tissue in your knee.
In the connective tissues in the knee.
Yeah, so, I remember that, yeah.
The most interesting part about this, Diane, was the, what you brought forward was, hey, wait. In the homeopathy, you were saying that a vast majority of those medications come in at below, you know, 1,000 M is the, I guess, the rating system they're using. And this one came in above 2,700. So you looked it up and it went, hey, wait a minute, this is really problematic. This is actually coming in as a spiritual issue in your body.
Yeah.
So I was a bit dumbfounded because I thought I had gone in there and I turned over every stone that I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought back and I said, you know what? It's time to investigate this lone voice that appears to be over here. Well, somehow this character or characteristic was somehow knowledgeable enough to be able to trigger this in my body. This waveform that you brought showed us the map for how it occurs. And it turned out to be exactly this, that there is a missed character or characteristic. And it was performing functions or trying to make choices without my consent. So I decided that I would map this out and start to follow it. Now, you remember, you were this waveform we only did on the weekend. So now we're at, what, Friday? So we're five, 6 days on from this. So I began to follow that piece, see its characteristics, see its intelligence, and I saw it trying to trigger an event. I realized this has to go. I was able then to make agreement to the spirit part of self to bring in a little bit more muscle, some knowledge and some understanding and things so that we could trap this piece and remove this piece because it somehow figured out how to reconfigure and draw energy from me. The result of it was an autoimmune response in the body. Now, autoimmune responses in the body are very interesting things because if you look at it from the point of view of your body, doesn't your body have a code in it that says survival at all costs? Means that it's the last resort that the body attacks itself unless things have been placed within ourselves that can act like landmines. You're walking through life, and then, boom, you step on one of these. So these autoimmune-type responses that are taking place in people's bodies, you have to go through all of these things to try to trace where these are coming from. Some of them are simple. I eat, let's say, bread, and then you have a response to the gluten that connects to heavy metals in the body that then create a type of response, and then you see that as your body attacking itself. So, when you begin to see those types of actions, that's easy. You can trace that. It's, you know, you see it, you know, okay, I can't eat this, I can't do this. These things can be traced back working with an eight by asking questions, beginning with, what is the end result? Because where we discovered the most important information in all of this was that even though this knee is blowing up, the really critical part was this. the end result of this autoimmune response was not the knee. The end is that it generates an allergy in my body.
Yeah, I remember that. So you connected your knee inflammation to an allergy?
Which was the end result. The knee was only one of the stages leading to the end result, which is an allergic response in your body to the taking of energy from rerouting part of the nervous system to take energy from skin, from the metabolizing process in the body, and then running it through the connective tissues to sustain something. Well, being generated by a characteristic or trait or whatever this was. So I sat with it for the last few days, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm out of town and I'm working, and then I become aware. This is not natural. This is not naturally occurring, and something is taking advantage of this situation, but it's doing it from a level above awareness. And from there, I set a trap up. And I allowed this piece to give up its position. And then I decided there's not room for two of us in here. And so you're going to go. And we will hunt you down, and you will be taken care of. And so we have taken care of this. And I would say the end result of what it was doing to survive was to reroute the energy in the body. It created the blowing up of the knee, and that was drawing all of the focus. The end result was not the knee. The end result is the allergy that the body uses as its end response. So sometimes you got to look past your pain. And you have to understand that pain and that inflammation in the body may not be the answer at all. It might just be a symptom of something different.
Okay. All right. Now I follow you. So your body allergy was what the entity, I'm going to just call it an entity, the piece that was inside of you that was drawing this energy to survive was creating the inflammatory response, but in order to cure it, to find the cure, you had to find what the body was essentially allergic to, not what was paining the knee, but what was the body allergic to. Is that right?
Yes, I would say that's a correct assessment. And so what I was trying to understand, too, was what is the allergy?
Yeah.
Well, that was easy. All you have to do, if you want to understand what's going on with people, and especially the men in our civilization, all you got to do is stand on any street corner, and why is everybody's belly so extended the way it is? That's an allergy. They're having an inflammatory response to the body. So to ignore, you know, this bulging stomach is really to ignore what is actually taking place in your body, to assume that inflammatory response in your body as, you know, a blown up knee or a blown up elbow or blowing up wrist, you're looking in the wrong place. You need to understand where everything comes to a rest, and where it comes to a rest, in my case, is an allergic response. The only place where it's been truly visible was this problem that has been ongoing with the stomach. And, you know, if you don't tie these things together, you are not going to find the answer. To look at the pain and assume that is the nature of the problem, you're deluding yourself. It is only a step towards the final product.
So in the interest of time here, Errol, because I'm keeping track of the time, what did you connected your allergy to the problem you had in your stomach? So what was the bottom line for you?
The allergic response creates discomfort. And that discomfort is what that part of myself was wanting to create, and it was doing so stealthy. That's what it was doing. It was operating way in the background, and it was trying to dictate certain outcomes because it would trigger the same types of responses for which it could capitalize and draw energy.
Okay,
and that
so what was
is,
the...
Is what, it was yes. personality and a characteristic of myself that is holding on to perception from the past. And I would say
okay.
that maybe the perception of the past is one of anger. Well, what is anger? Anger is really just meant to create a barrier between two objects. That's all it's for. So it's buying you time
yeah.
to assess the situation. But where
okay.
it's elements went back to was its perception of itself out of childhood. Something that I thought I had completely taken care of.
And what
yet,
was that in childhood?
I think it was a perception of perhaps not being loved by the parents.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
that's why its motivation was to create the same discomfort that it felt, was to create something that would, you know, resemble its experience. And so to be not loved as a child can be a very detrimental thing to a person's development.
Mm-hmm.
So what it was doing was creating an allergic response, which as the end result of, and I've been witnessing this, man, this has been going on for more than 20 years. So I knew there was a problem. You know, you go and do the work on the stomach and everything, and it's not solving the problem because it's not there. It's a spiritual problem that ends up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where your work, the roadmap to what it was doing to harvest energy. And
yeah.
then it took my awareness to find that piece. And the end result is there's not room here for two of us, and you will leave. And there are no choices because I will give you no choices. So with that, I can now place the focus on the reversal aspect of this so that the allergy then disappears from the body. The stomach will go back and not have any of this sort of inflammation that people are saying, oh, that guy's chubby. He's not chubby at all, man. The guy has an allergy in his body or he has an inflammatory response. That's what's going
yeah.
on in his stomach. So to understand all of this stuff is really to then try to see what was the motivation for all of this. Well, one motivation was survival. And the other motivation was almost like revenge. That's almost what it felt like. So
yeah.
the end result now is that this is gone. And I had a session with some people here today, but prior to that session, I had the dialogue with the higher aspect of self and
yes.
wanted to know who in my sort of spiritual guide grouping that works with me doing the healings was actually taking direction from this particular piece. We found out that there were a few of them doing this. And I don't know what their motivation was, but I requested that immediately dismissed. I do not wish to work with you from this point forward. And you're done because I will not participate with you because what you were doing was taking orders and you were creating situations where I felt like you were manifesting my intention backwards. So instead
mm.
of this intention to create this outcome, I was sometimes getting this outcome that was very, very almost dark and negative. And I thought, nah, this can't be right. So today, I took the final action, and I ridded myself of those, spiritual ones who were supposed to work with me because they had to have known what they were responding to. you consider yourselves to be higher consciousness, then you act in accordance with that. And if you are somehow deriving something from all of this, I have no interest in partnering with you. So they took
an action. Deriving.
And they,
And
they were removed.
Yeah, but when you say deriving something from my condition, it's like saying, oh, okay, you're taking some kind of fuel. I don't know if fuel is the right word, but from your suffering, that's what they were participating in. So you dismissed them.
Yeah, and the higher one that does that sort of directs all of this took it immediately and said, there is no tolerance for this. And that's it. And so today I did the longest swim. I have not been able to walk in 6 weeks now, and now I'm walking. And I'm going, and I'm resuming day-to-day activity. I did a long swim. I've been walking. I go up the stairs, down the stairs. Everything is working. The last piece is we will work on the reverse engineering of the final product, which is the allergy.
So even your awareness of just the allergy was the helpful piece, was the definitive piece, I guess you could say.
I mean, we've been trying to solve this problem in the gut for 15 or 20 years. This has been ongoing.
Yeah.
So the awareness was there, but I didn't have any idea. I'm getting played. And, you know, there's an old saying, if it's done so smooth, it has to be a friend.
In this case, it was a very unhelpful friend. I would have referred to them as negative spirit guides, but your term's a lot nicer.
But it wasn't just them. It was them responding to that piece. They were taking orders from it. They were responding. They were co-creating with it. Now you got to shut that down.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to sit and think and reflect on this conversation. So I'm so glad they're taped, because I'll be able to come back to it and follow along the pathway that you took to get to this healing of your knee. And I'm glad to hear you're walking again, and glad to hear that you had your first long swim, because I know you hadn't been able to do those kinds of things. And that's really good news. But our time's come to an end. And I just wanted to thank you, Errol, for going through the steps to this long journey that you had to healing this really stubborn problem that started with the stomach and extended to an inflammatory response to the knee, and then helped you come to the end of it all, which is really working through the allergies and then the parts of the body that were responding and feeding off of that allergic reaction or pain in the body. And the process you described today is really one of questioning, a series of questioning the self on multiple levels, like using the help of the heart, using the help of the body's operating system that we've come to know and we call the innate. So the spiritual innate of one's body has those answers as the operating system of the body. And so this whole journey that you described today is quite amazing when you look at hard to heal issues, you know, not wanting to put anybody off by saying, well, you know, he's only had this for like 20 years, but it's not how long you had it. I think what's amazing for me is the journey you took to get to heal it, and the journey it led you on, and the information you now have available to you that just kind of feeds into helping you help others with similar kinds of debilitating or long-term problems. So I want to thank you today, Errol, for coming on and talking about that, because, but like I said, it's something I'm going to need to also reflect on, because I too have, as you know, I too have a stubborn issue that I'm working on healing right now for myself. Yep. So yeah, and so the simple thing, which people love about your work, by the way, is that when this word alchemy is bounced around a lot, and alchemy is nothing more than just being able to change the energy of something, of working with opposites say. So the change the polarity of a negative energy, you need the love and you need the light to go into that. But you also need to be able to not just bring a light and love into the situation, but sometimes what your conversation said today is that you have to be able to bring in the parts of yourself that are running the show on a subconscious or unconscious level. And some of those parts are not always in the light. They're in the shadows. They're in the trauma parts of our lives. And so it's just kind of taking it full circle again and helping us understand that there are energies and that are connected to us that maybe we've created or that are also there in invading us like intruders. But nevertheless, there's always, to me, there's kind of like an always a way out for you, as long as you don't give up. And that internal questioning process is a big part of how you get your answers. So you're never going to get your answers from outside. You're going to get them from within.
Well, thank you very much, Diane. I also want to tell the others that I give my thanks to David for his help and to Brett and yourself. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks, Sarah.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.